early autumn storm had already blown through Cleveland by the time we gathered at a hotel conference room just off the interstate in Lake County, Ohio this weekend. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, back home in New York, but with the swing state of Ohio still lingering on the brain. Thanks for listening, everyone. And you are about to meet some pretty interesting voters who come from very different perspectives, are passionate about this election, and spent a few hours with The Takeaway to help us understand why Lake County, Ohio tends to predict the outcome of presidential elections, or at least how the state of Ohio will vote. The voters here have done exactly that since 1960. So meet what we're calling the Lake County, Ohio Bellwether Committee. Marissa Cornacio, an outspoken mom and former prosecuting attorney. Veronica Dahlberg, an activist on immigrant rights, one of our younger neighbors. She's executive director of a nonprofit organization called Hola Today. There's Al Jones, a hardworking contractor and deacon at St. John's Baptist Church. Kiara Jones, not related to Al, our youngest here, a business student at nearby Lake Erie College. There's Kim Lobe, working mom, who's a fundraiser for the relatively upscale private Laurel School. Soft-spoken but articulate John Rampe is a business owner and a real job creator here in Northern Ohio. Finally, there is gentle Joe Turpak, a human resources management consultant who has seen the jobs come and go in this part of the country firsthand. I began by asking each member of our A-team to speculate about the loyalties of one of their fellow residents. I asked Kim to guess the politics of Marissa.
Well, Marissa's a young mother. She's working hard and raising her children. I imagine she's fairly conservative. And I don't think she cares at all about the issues I care about, because she's wondering where she's going to educate her children, what school district is the best for her, does everyone have access to good education. She's thinking very differently than I am. And I also imagine she's somewhat concerned about taxes as well. Even though I've raised my children, they're educated, they're now in college and out and beyond. The only issue I'm worried about a mother and Medicare. She's not at the stage in her life where she has to worry about any of those things.
All right, so based on the stage that she's at in her life, you get one sense of her priorities. You suggested that tax cutting is probably important to her because you hear that a lot on Fox.
Right.
Do you think she thinks Barack Obama has an American birth certificate?
I bet Marissa thinks he doesn't.
Really? I think he does. I think it's all – I think Fox News gets a bad rap. I mean, if you watch from 9 to 5, it's hard news, really, and they bring in both sides of the issue. Well, you know, I really watch it for the news,
yeah,
and
Fox,
I like
Fox,
that.
Fox is thrilled to get your endorsement. I don't think they necessarily need it. But let's talk about what you believe. What about the issues, tax cutting issues, health care, you know, the fact that you're a mom?
Okay, so taxes, absolutely, I'm concerned. Health care is a huge concern for me. And that's not just as a mother and a person running my own business. My husband is also has his own business. My parents are both small business owners in Lake County, Ohio. They employ over 100 people between the two of them. I'm concerned about what the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, is going to what's going on with their businesses. They've
Is
gotten
it bad?
A new... Yes. I mean, my father actually started his company 3 years ago, and the premiums alone have gone up 150%. I mean, those are real numbers that affect both my mother and father, and their concerns are, how are they going to stay in business? And, of course, that worries me. So
I'm starting to get a picture of what your outlook is here as we approach voting day. I'll give you the chance to do the same thing to Kim over here. What do you think her concerns are? Just give me a sense of, oh, she's probably interested in blank.
We probably are a lot alike in the sense that we're conservative when it comes to finances and those types of issues. But when it comes to a lot of social issues, I think she's probably very moderate.
How'd she do?
Pretty good. You know, having two sons, a son who just graduated from college and one that graduated 2 years ago, I'm very concerned about jobs. It worries me. I have a son who graduated in 05, stayed in Cleveland, took him about a year to get a job in his field, but now I still have a college graduate who just graduated and is still at home looking for a job.
Joe, how do you respond to that?
What concerns me? The first issue is the war. It's been going on 11 years. I have not heard either candidate talking about an exit strategy. I'm very concerned about that. And if I had a child over there, I'd be very, very upset. The next thing is jobs. I think it's a tragedy when kids graduate from college and can't get a job, and many of them have taken out college loans. My daughter graduated in 83, and she still has friends that are still paying off their college loans. I mean, think about that.
What do you have to say to that, Veronica?
I, too, have two college sons and a sixth grader. And one of them, I think he's going to be fine. He's majoring in physics. And the other one graduated from Case, and he's getting his master's, and he's managing a political campaign for a state representative here in Lake County. He's campaign manager, a conservative Republican, which is kind of ironic. And I'm very involved in the Hispanic community. So when I look at things through the prism of my own personal family, but also my connection with the Hispanic community, which I meet with weekly, I like to focus on the down-to-earth what is happening, and it's not good.
Do people in Lake County understand what's going on in the Hispanic community? Do you know what's going on in the Hispanic community?
Yes, sir. I understand it. I am on the OLA board. I'm deeply involved with the Hispanic community. I think the American public believe that the Latinos, the Hispanic community, are getting a free ride. But one thing that undocumented Latinos that's working, they pay the same taxes as everybody else. But after that, they cannot get unemployment. They cannot get any of their taxes back. It's done for. It's just going up to a hellhole someplace. So they're paying it. And in Lake County, these people were here working, and they're producing. They are raising families here, okay? We're taking care of, okay? And we're not really giving them a chance, okay? And it's nice to say that, and I think the American public believe that they all should go back and file their papers and come back into the country. But the problem there is that there's no path for Mexicans to come here, none, unless they are, if they have a degree or money. Other than that, they cannot.
All right, that's Veronica and Al's view. Marissa, what do you think?
I don't know if I agree that all Americans think that undocumented workers should just have to go home. I mean, that's certainly not my perspective on it. In this area, I am aware of the issue because I was a county prosecutor here for almost 5 years, and we it was difficult working when we had victims who were undocumented and they didn't want to speak to a prosecutor or report what had happened to them. And I mean, that was very troubling to me that we can't help. And I don't believe sending everybody back is the answer. I think there has to be some way. They're here. So let's address it, fix it, and move on and maybe tighten up things going forward so that we don't have those issues. But it's a sad thing.
All right, Kiara.
Yes, sir.
The youngest person in this room. You're voting in your first presidential election?
Yes.
Quite a world all of these adults in the room have left for you. Would you care to comment on what's the big issue for you and how you think perhaps since you're entering the political system here, you might improve things with your own vote?
Well, my biggest issues right now are the education and employment, obviously. I'm really big on having rights, like the right to choose and all that thing is really important to me. I am an LGBT student. It kind of bothers me when Mitt Romney says that he does. Well, I have no problem with people not believing in same-sex marriage, but the fact that you want to ban it across the board is where I have a problem with. I feel like as an American, we have the right to pick what we feel is best for ourselves. But as education goes, I really do. I'm kind of worried about it, actually. Being able to have a student loan or being able to get Pell Grants is very important to me.
How much debt are you in? How much debt are you in right now, Kiara?
Maybe 10 grand. I have a scholarship to play basketball, so I'm pretty I'm pretty set.
Lucky.
Yeah, I am. But yeah, like my sister's coming out. She's not really playing any sports. She's definitely going to have to get some loans. She wants to be in like pre-med and stuff like that. It troubles me that that might not be there, that she might not get opportunity to go to college because we can't afford it.
So, Kiara.
Yes, sir.
You've heard John talk a little bit. What do you imagine his political outlook is? His
sources of information, the kind of things that he cares about, the way he votes, just based on the little experience you've had with him. You've probably seen a lot of folks like John cruising around Lake County time to time, right?
Yeah. See, he is conservative. I think that he listens to, like, both sides, but still will come out with a conscious choice. I think he chooses the one that's maybe not as liberal as I would choose because I'm a college student, but small businesses, he's worried about, like, taxes and all that kind of things. The Republican view, I will call it.
John, where do you think Kiara's coming from here?
Her overall perspective is good. My own makeup is that I am a conservative financial hawk, as it were. But I'm a social moderate. And so I tend to look at the world in multiple ways. What do I feel most right now? Yes, the things of taxes. But these can come down to solvable problems. It's the insolvable ones that I'm most concerned about. And they really go back to we as a nation, in other words, the culture we've created in this country. And so that becomes my biggest concern right now. In some respects, I feel we've lost our way. We've lost sight of what does it take for greatness as individuals, as a country, as an interconnected member in this global economy. I can go on and on, but that's essentially where I'm coming from.
If you had to vote now, right now, this instant, who would you vote for? Joe?
Romney.
Kim?
Only after the debates, because in the last election, I would like to say I voted for Obama, but I will now vote for Romney.
Veronica.
Do I have to?
Just now. You could change it between now and election day.
I guess Obama.
Kiara, your response?
Obama.
Marissa, what do you think?
Romney.
John.
I'm disturbed. I really don't know who I would like. I don't know if either one is better than the other.
But the question was if you had to vote right now.
Yeah. Well, if I had to vote right now, I probably would go Romney. But that's a very shaky.
Yeah, much like I felt a couple weeks ago.
So in our little Lake County poll here, it looks like Romney's taken Lake County, at least for this session. Let's take a break and think about that.
Right. But there are three boys in my house voting for Obama, so.
They can talk for hours, and they did. More of that conversation with our Lake County, Ohio, Bellwether Voter Committee all week on The Takeaway. We'll take another vote after they really get into it on some substantive issues, and you'll be surprised what happens. Go to thetakeaway.org for all the names and bios of our friendly crew, and tune in tomorrow.
Support for The Takeaway comes from PBS and Frontline, presenting The Choice 2012. The definitive look at the presidential candidates premieres Tuesday, October 9th at 9, 8 Central on PBS.